Hummingbird by Kimberly Green Angle. On the last Saturday of June, I heard the seventh whippoorwill's cry float up from the woods and into my bedroom window. I picked up the phone and called Meg and Laverne, and we planned to meet in the clover field at midnight. Then I sat down beside the window and looked out at the night, throbbing with the chirps and chants of crickets and frogs and katydids. I was turning 12 in August, and I guess I'd lived on a watermelon farm long enough for my blood to pump to the rhythm of all that sound. In fact, nights were so loud outside my bedroom window that every summer I forgot there was such a thing as silence. But that night, I heard another sound above and beyond all the racket. It was the faraway clatter and wail of a train passing by the point at Sunnybrook Acres and continuing on through downtown Jubilee. I stared out into the darkness of the fields, wondering where the train was coming from, where it was going. Suddenly, I sat up straighter. The sound of the horn had changed a little. Yes, there it was again. It was almost like a voice calling to me. Come! Come! The voice seemed to cry across the distance. I stuck my head farther into the shadows, now pinpricked with stars, and asked, "Where? Where?"